Hey everybody, Vincent here. Thank you so much for enjoying Mothra March Madness with us. As we turn a page in the calendar book, we also turn a page in Camp Kaiju. We're headed into some kind of different fare here with Andy Warhol's Flesh for Frankenstein, 1973 shockaholic picture featuring lots of blood and sex. So I don't know if that's something you're into. Check it out on the Internet Archive. Watch that. Get ready for our conversation about whether or not it stands the test of time. In other news, you can visit patreon.com/campkaiju to check out the Mothra March Madness 2023 poster that you can still receive today, April Fool's Day 2023. No, that's no joke. We are extending the period there for you. So go ahead and join for as little as $3 a month. Well, that's all I got for you. Now, please enjoy some bonus material from our Mothra versus Godzilla conversation. And until next time, stay campy.
Godzilla, terror monster of the motion picture screen, meets The Thing. Godzilla versus The Thing. Innocent looking, but so feared, pagan man worshipped it. See the battle of gigantic forces spreading terror across the world. Can man's inventions conquer them? See in color, terror scope. Godzilla versus The Thing.
It's a sub. It's a plane.
Let's put it in orbit.
I'll drive it.
What are you, some kind of nuts?
Yeah, astronauts.
When the Three Stooges enter the race for space, everyone else runs for the hill. The first stop on their trip to the moon is a kooky spook house.
Looks like a country club for zombies.
You ought to know. You swept me off my feet. I'm being carried away. I'm safe. Safe in your arms, darling. Safe.
Hey, whoa. Yikes, how did that get in here? Sorry, everybody. Matt must have let Frank into the studio again, which, by the way, Frank will be joining us for Flesh for Frankenstein. So all you Frankaholics, rejoice. Okay, enough. On with the Mothra versus Godzilla bonus material. Okay, here we go.
AIP also distributed some other movies from Japan and East Asia. Monster from a Prehistoric Planet, The X from Outer Space, and a South Korean kaiju film, maybe the best known, Yongari, Monster from the Deep. Ben, have you ever seen The X from Outer Space?
I have never seen The X from Outer Space. I have seen Frankenstein Conquers the World. I have seen Yongari, Monster from the Deep. And I don't know if I've seen Monster from a Prehistoric Planet unless I've seen it under like a different title.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, The X from Outer Space, if you want like bad campy,
yeah,
that's it's worth it.
Wait, that's not, is that the one with like the weird chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen that. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it's a trip.
I do want bad campy. I will have to watch that as soon as possible.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's great to talk about movies that might not stand the test of time. It's like the Jaws the Revenge of Japanese 60s kaiju movies.
Yeah.
Wow. My mind is racing with possibilities right now.
Yeah.
Since we're on the subject.
Of gore and nudity?
Related to the Universal Monsters.
Oh.
Lon Chaney Jr.'s last movie, maybe?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, what's it called? It's from the 70s.
Isn't it Dracula versus Frankenstein?
It is, from 1971.
Yeah.
So, I had no idea.
Ugh, this movie just looks so cheap and sleazy.
It's a bad one. And I think someone else from that era is in it too, but I can't remember who.
And you know, like Bela Lugosi, of course, famously, his last role barely was in Plan 9 from Outer Space, which is so much fun. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's terrible, and I love it.
It's one of the best off-screen deaths ever.
Yeah.
Spoilers. I haven't seen Plan 9 yet.
Oh, okay. Don't want to give anything away.
That's maybe my favorite bad movie of all time. Like, it's just irresistible. There's so much passion that went into that movie, even though it's, like, poorly made every step of the way. I love it.
Yep. It's, for me, it's either that or The Room. I'm a hardcore The Room fan.
Me too. Troll 2, I love as well. There are lots of good ones.
Nilbog is goblin. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that part's good.
Oh, my God.
Nilbog. Yeah.
Now it's eating. Hey.